West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Carrollton Police Chief Joel Richards on Thursday reacting to a four-second video clip shared via social media platforms that shows a Carrollton police officer land a single blow to the head of a white male who appeared to be struggling with law enforcement as he laid on a sidewalk. The video has prompted outrage from some via social media, while others are defending the officer's actions. Richards says several Carrollton Police Department officers had responded to Adamson Square in the early morning hours of January 1st regarding a fight in progress. As a result, three individuals were arrested. He says the incident in the video is regarding one of those individuals, and this person was actively resisting a lawful arrest when the closed fist strike was delivered by a highly trained officer.
We're not going to try this case in the media, but I feel like the public has a right to know some of the facts when this person is spreading lies. One in particular, that the suspect was in handcuffs, and our video clearly shows that he was not in handcuffs. At this point, I've not seen anything that would lead me to believe that it was not conducted within policy and that it was not reasonable. That will be reviewed by the Captain of Investigations, who has been trained as a use of force investigator. If there's any problems with it, I will be alerted to it. But at this point, I don't see anything that would cause me to believe that there was.
Richards says the short video captured by a bystander lacks context. He says all use of force incidents involving a Carrollton police officer are thoroughly reviewed to ensure compliance with departmental policy and to determine if the force used was, quote, reasonable under the standard established by U.S. Supreme Court case Graham versus Connor, where the courts found that the facts and circumstances related to the use of force should drive the analysis rather than any improper intent or motivation by the officer who used force. Atlanta police are investigating the shooting death of a 28-year-old Roopville man after a New Year's Eve celebration turned violent outside a bar on Metropolitan Parkway. According to reports, the shooting occurred shortly before 3:15 a.m. outside the La Cura Bar and Bistro in the 1900 block of Metropolitan Parkway. According to the Atlanta Police Department, an altercation inside the bar escalated after security guards removed a group of individuals involved in a fight. The dispute continued in the parking lot where gunfire erupted. Officers responding to the scene found three men shot, one of the victims identified by the Fulton County Medical Examiner as 28-year-old Kyrie Thompson of Roopville, succumbed to his injuries after being driven to the hospital by friends. Two others, a 41-year-old man and a 48-year-old man, were transported to a local hospital for treatment. Police said one of the injured men who was shot in the leg was a security guard for the bar. Police are reviewing what they described as clear and excellent surveillance footage from the bar. The Carroll County Schools District on Thursday stating the Board of Education intends to opt out of statewide adjusted base year ad valorem homestead exemption for the Carroll County School District in order to retain local control of taxing authority, and they'll hold public hearings to get input on this proposed decision. A school official says while the original legislation creating the exemption aims to provide property tax relief, it also limits funding available for schools, potentially impacting classroom instruction and school programs. They claim that if this statewide exemption had been in place for the last 5 years, Carroll County Schools funding would have been reduced by as much as $21 million this year, which they say is the equivalent of at least 200 teaching positions. They note that the legislation provides no new mechanism for local schools to replace this lost revenue. Opting out of the exemption requires three public hearings. Public hearings for local input will be held at the board office at 164 Independence Drive in Carrollton on January 13th at 5 o'clock p.m., January 21st at 12 noon, and January 21st at 6 o'clock p.m. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.